Well, part of the change can come about just simply by the fact that technology's
yes.
come so far. And what was available in 2001 was not that, you know, everybody had cell phones and everybody had computers and read emails and, you know,
fax machines.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it was fax machines and pagers.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So people didn't have the same, we didn't have the same ability to put that out. You know, you put out something in paper and you hang it on a bulletin board, people don't read that. We know that, you know, the majority of people aren't getting any of their information about what's going on at the union because they're reading the paper bulletin.
Yes.
You might have a floor of people, it could be the size of a football stadium, and there's going to be one bulletin board in the whole place. So the chances of any particular employee in that on the far side walking by that bulletin board to read what's on there, we know they're not going to read it. We know people, you know, are, if they're sitting there and they've got the time and they've got the inclination, that if it comes through their inbox through the email blast, or if they happen to be perusing Facebook and our post fly, you know, comes up in their
feed, yeah.
that even if they don't read the whole thing, they might, you know, just read the heading, and maybe the heading is going to be enough to give them, you know, like give them the interest to read the rest of the article, right? So, I mean, we've lucked out there for sure. And I think there was probably a different approach, and probably even in the pre-amalgamation days, or just even over the years of the history of the union, it was all kept like very quiet and hush hush and behind closed doors, and it's all a big secret. And just even from meeting other union representatives, not even associated with KP5167, they certainly, you know, the old school kind of methods are very different.